Good morning. Fine, I'm going home. That's what a young girl told her boyfriend in the Central African Republic. This young man, he was a business executive. He had to take a business trip, so he had a very important decision to make. As he got ready to go, he was trying to decide, should I take my wife, should I take my girlfriend? He debated back and forth. He finally said, well, I'm going to take my girlfriend. So he carried his girlfriend with him, and when he got to the city they were going to, as she was beginning to unpack their suitcase, he looked down on the table, and he picked up a Bible, similar to this one right here. And we don't know what verse of Scripture he read. It really doesn't matter. But just in a few minutes, he was convicted of what he had read, that this was wrong. He looked at the young lady and said, we cannot be here like this. He said, this is a sin. He said, so therefore, she said, well, that's fine with me. She said, I'll pack up and go home. She called her a cab, and she left. The whole week, he was at this business meeting. He read that Bible. Every minute he had, he sat down, he looked through it, he read it, he knew just about every verse in it. And when he got ready to go home, he carried that Bible with him. And when he got home, the first thing he did, he went to find a Christian church, and he found a pastor. And he came up to that pastor and said, sir, he said, would you tell me more about this man named Jesus that I have been reading about in this book? And the pastor explained it to him, and that man accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And today, his wife and his children are all Christians as well as he is. They're a member of that church, and he also is a member of the Gideon International, the same as Book and Hour. The Gideon International is an interdenomination, born-again Christian businessmen and professional men. Since 1899, we are organized today in 188 countries around the world. We publish Bibles in 89 different languages. You know, we place Bibles in designated traffic lanes of life, places like you go to, hospital, motels, hotels. We also go to the jails, the induction center. We also go to the schools. And we go anywhere that we can place the Word of God out and it be given away. But yet, we also go to the jails. We go to the prisoners. And we go to all the emergency squads. We'll go to the police department. And we go to the fire departments. We give them Bibles also during the year. And as well as to all the men and women that's in the armed forces of the United States this day. As a member of a local church, the same as you and I are today, it is a privilege for me to come out and to share with you, to be an extension of your arm, and to tell you what we are doing with partnerships like you around the world with all the Bibles that we distribute. We get into other things besides just distribute Bibles. The only thing we do, the main purpose of a Gideon, is for us to win men, women, and boys and girls to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ through our personal testimony, through our witness, and also through the distribution of God's Word that we spread. Last year, by God's grace, we distributed 70.5 million Bibles, million Bibles, around the world in 1 year. Today, the current rate that we are placing Bibles around the world is we place 1 million copies of God's Word every 5 days. That's a lot of Bibles, but yet the promise of Isaiah 55:11 is fulfilled when it says that the Word of God will not return void if we place His Word around the world, because we know through the saving knowledge of people that we have distributed Bibles to is what has taken place. I knew at the close of a Gideon service several years ago, right after I got into the speaking end of it, I went to a service and this lady came up to me. She was probably a middle-aged lady at that time, and she wanted me to share her testimony. And I said, I'll be glad to. She said her son got drafted during the Vietnam era. That probably put him into my age group and a lot of the rest of his age group. And she said when he left home and went into an induction center, she knew that he was a young, unsaved man. He was a child of the world. And so she had a lot of doubt and fear in her heart as he was went into the service. Shortly after he got out of boot camp, he came home for a week. He had not changed. He was still the same wild child he was before he went into the military. They shipped him off to Vietnam. And when he got to Vietnam, he only lasted 2 weeks before he got killed in action. And you can imagine the grief that this mother felt when she received the news that her son had been killed in action. She knew what he was when he left home, how wild he was. And yet she was totally tore up in grief. And then sometime later, they sent his personal effects back home. And in those personal effects, she found a Bible. It's like this one that we give to the military. She went through that Bible, and there's a lot of places in here he had read it, he had highlighted it, he had marked it, he had turned the pages down, where he had read and studied that Bible. But what made her such a joyful thing was right in the very back, he had signed and dated the day that he accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And she today wants me to thank a congregation like yours that took the time and the money to be able to buy Bibles for us to give to people in the military. I know we were on a college distribution up here, one of the local colleges. This young lady came up to us. Her name was Annette Austin. She said she wanted us to remember a friend of hers. His name was Bobby Ford. He was dying with leukemia. He was in the hospital, and he asked us to go visit him. And so we went to the hospital, and we talked to Bobby Ford. And as we went into the room, he was sitting on the bed, looked like a healthy young man to me. And we asked him, did he know Jesus Christ as his personal Savior? He said, well, no. He said, but my mother and her pastor are trying to get me to accept Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. He said, but, he said, I cannot do that right now. He said, if I accepted Christ right now, knowing the state that I'm in, the physical condition I'm in, he said, that would make me a hypocrite. He said, so I don't feel like I can do that. And we talked to him about it, and he still wouldn't accept Jesus Christ. So when we left, we gave him one of those little personal worker testaments that we always carry in our pocket. The little brown was like this. And I asked him, I said, Bobby, I said, will you read that book of John tonight in the stillness and the quietness of this hospital room? He promised us he would. So we left. In our weekly prayer meeting we have every week, the Giddens do, we remembered him in prayer. Not long after that, we saw his name had come out in the paper that he had passed away. Bobby Ford, he's 17 years old. He was captain of the football team, the president of the senior class, had gone to be with the Lord. And so the other guy that went with us said he wanted to call the pastor that was listed in the paper and talk to him a little bit. So he called the pastor, and as he was talking to the pastor said, were you the Giddens that went to visit Bobby Ford one day? And he said, yes, we were. He said, well, that night, he said, his mother and I got there very late. She said, but when we come to the door, he met us at the door. And he said, Mother, I want you to know today that I am saved, that I am a Christian. He died a few days after that. So in the family of Bobby Ford, she wants to thank you especially for your generosity, for being able to have a Bible placed in that hospital room as we do. It's easy for you and I to buy, get a Bible. There's nothing to it. We can go to Walmart. We can go to different bookstores around here and buy all the Bibles we want. In other parts of the world, it is just about impossible for people to get a Bible. We give Bibles out. I know we made a distribution in Ghana not long ago. We gave out 500,000 Bibles in 3 weeks. And one of the teachers came up one day to get it and said, you know, she said, I know God has sent you people here. And the Gideon said, well, why do you know that? She said, because we do not have any books of any kind. This is only the book that they will have. This not only is a Bible, but it also will be their work testament, their workbook that they use for school. She said, and I will teach them. She said, so I know God has sent you. She wanted to know, she said, when are you coming back again? And the Gideon replied, he said, I don't know when we'll go back, because right now we do know if we go back to the country of Ghana, we can give out over 600,000 Bibles. We have a lot of places to go to. But I tell you this morning, our number one need today as a Gideon International is for your prayer. We pray that you ask you to pray for us that we may be able to go into the countries that God would have us to go into. We also need you to pray for us to have a steady flow of funds that we may be able to buy and purchase the Bibles that we need as we go around the countries this day. You know, if we look at it today, there's only, what, 204 countries in the world? We are in 188 countries now. We have got into China. We have got into India. And we're placing Bibles there now. We cannot make enough Bibles today, quick enough, to place one in the hands of every 10 person in China or in India today, if we had the funds to do it with. But yet, that is the reason we ask you for a financial gift each time we come. It's for us to be able to purchase those Bibles and place them in the countries and in the places that God would have us to do. You know, we're not doing anything. We're just sowing the seeds that God has placed upon us to do as we place those Bibles there. Yep. We know that the Bibles that we place, the ones like the small Bibles, cost $1.35 a piece. We know that $135 will send a case of 100 anywhere in the world due to the weight that we have of shipping the Bible and the shipping that we have. These Bibles that we place in a motel room. If you've been to a motel room, I'm sure you've seen it everywhere you travel across the country. This Bible right here costs us $5. This Bible right here, you may not understand it, has the potential to reach 2,300 people in 6 years. Is the life of it in a motel. We go to them twice a year and replace them. And sometimes we go to a motel or a hotel here in this county. There will not be one left. They will all be gone. That's the only time, I guess, the Gideons ever approve of stealing, if you'll steal a Bible. We know maybe that you will use it to imply it. And yet, as you make your donation today, if you give a check, please always give it to the Gideons International, never to any other organization or to any person. Every money, all the monies that we take up in any church, anywhere, is strictly for the purchase of God's Word. Every dime that we take up goes straight for buying Bible. Brother Buck and myself, we have to pay each year to be a Gideon, and we do. And that money is what runs the Gideon organization, is what him and I pay in our dues each year. But it's very easy for us just to give a Bible out. There's nothing to it. It's a piece of cake. But yet, I do also know in a small town hospital we went to visit one time. There were two guys in there. They were visiting a father. He was terminally ill. And the older brother's name was Buck also. He came in and said, "Father," he said, "can I read you from God's holy word?" The elderly gentleman said, "No." He said, "but what I want you to do is lead your brother to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ." We do one of these hospital tests before it is ever lasting too late. He sat down and talked to his brother, and his brother accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. And today, he is a Gideon, the same as Buck and I are, and he's also going around today giving a message like I am giving today, distributing the Word of God and telling people about it. I also know the day that you have a New Testimony or Gideon card rack out in your vestibule, I brought you a new one this morning, as I told the pastor. Which the other one, we came out with a new one a couple of years ago. We're starting in to distribute them. And what I was saying is that the best way we have that the believer be not dead, I know that for my own self, my wife and I, we give out a lot of these cards. The Gideon thinking of your card, in memory of your card. The reason we do that is because I know that if I every $5 I donate for one of these cards, that I can buy a Bible, it has the potential to reach 2,300 people today. I know that when friends of ours pass away, I do not send flowers. We send Gideon cards in memory. The reason I do this is a lot of times, you know, the flowers are beautiful. They only last a few days and they're gone, especially in the summertime. So we took up doing that. The new card system you have now, you have in recognition cards. You also have the expression cards. We call the cards like this. And what you can send for birthdays, you got some for Easter and other occasions of the year. And we'd also ask you to use those. We use them. And today I would like to ask you if you are a businessman or a professional man, and you would like to join this organization of Gideons, if you will please see me after this service this morning, I will be more than glad to tell to you and show you what you can do to be a Gideon. And today, in conclusion, what I'd like to say, God has a thank you so much for your attendance. I thank you for your pastor letting us come into the church. I thank you for being attentive. I also want to tell you one verse of scripture from Hebrews 6, chapter 10, verse says, "For God is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have showed towards his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister." Everything that you have ever done in the name of the Lord, every dime that you have ever given, every hour that you have ever dedicated to working for the Lord, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, will never forget you. Thank you. Brother Tim.